how you doing? Coach Dawkins for the Pennsylvania Valley Dogs. Coming to you live. What's going on?
That's good. Hey, well, you got to tell us what's going on. We read the published reports that...
Bulletin.
Exactly.
Randy Moss will be in the Valley Dogs uniform.
Well, Randy...
Randy Moss live in a living color of Pennsylvania Valley Dogs fans. We really all over the world.
So it is true that Minnesota Vikings wide receiver Randy Moss has a contract with you all and will be in the lineup tomorrow night?
We'll be in the lineup and we'll get some minutes. We're looking forward to him. I understand he's a pretty good basketball player. One of his buddies, Elijah Mugames, we call him Jamuli Pokechop. He's on our team and they're good buddies and he's ready to come in to play a game to prove to the fans that he's real. Otherwise, they wouldn't see him unless he went to the Eagles game.
Of course, Randy Moss scored a school record, 1,713 points in high school in West Virginia. He, of course, played with Jason Williams, who plays for the Kings. Coach Dawkins, did you see any videotape of Randy Moss? Do you know if he can play at all in the USBL?
Well, I think he can play. Well, one thing for sure, we know he can run and we know he can catch. So hopefully we can rebound the ball, throw it long. We can run out, catch it, dunk it, and bring the house down.
Is the game sold out yet?
The other thing he's pretty serious about, man. He don't want to come out there and make a fool out of himself. He's going to be out there playing hard.
Was there any restraint or restriction that you felt from the Vikings as the organization was trying to put this deal together?
No, Randy Moss is a grown man, and his agent handles all that stuff for him. Everything else goes to the front office. We're just glad and excited that I'm playing with the Leon Valley with him.
And you expect him to practice tomorrow night with you, Daryl?
Yes, he did say he would be in for practice. If not tomorrow night, first thing Thursday morning, we do practice. I'll teach him a few of the plays, and we're going to put him in the game.
And you play Thursday against the Long Island Surf?
That's right.
And have you sold all your tickets yet? Are tickets moving swiftly since news broke of Randy Moss?
Sure. We're going to Maryland today to play a game tonight.
Okay.
But we're sure tickets are moving. It's a hot commodity right now in the Valley.
The Valley Dogs are coached by former NBA star Dale Dawkins. He's with us here on ESPN Radio, John Butchergross and Jason Jackson. What position are you going to push him at right now? He strikes me as a three.
I'll play him some at two, and I'll play him some at three. But, you know, wherever he fits in, you know. Like I said, he can run. We know that. So we just want to, and we know he can catch. So we're going to try to put him in a position where he can run out, catch it, dunk it, and run the crowd crazy.
And again, Coach, what's the connection? Why is Randy Moss going to be a Valley Dog, and why isn't he going to play somewhere else? What's the connection? Why is he joining your team?
Well, by Randy Moss playing in this league really helps this league, gives us credibility. As you well know, a boxer, Roy Jones Jr., also plays in this league down in Florida. But a good friend of his plays here with us, Elijah Mugane.
Oh, that's right, okay.
Jamula Porkchop.
Sure. How could you forget about pork chops?
I know. One game with us.
That made me hungry. I got distracted.
Hey, well, you get your pork chops, get them fried, man. Don't bake them. You got to have that crispy crackling on them. Okay?
With applesauce. I like applesauce with my pork chops.
Hello.
Now, Coach, what do you think? Have you ever seen tape, maybe in an NFL game? Because I know they used to roll out his old high school videos.
Yes, I have. And he can got good quickness and he can jump, so... I mean, I'm not going to put him in a position where he's going to guard a point guard. I'm going to put him on somebody he can play on.
Are you enjoying coaching, Daryl?
I love coaching. I mean, I got two little guards now. They're pretty good. Prim Wynn and Kareem Reed. But they make my game fun because they do what I ask them to do in the game.
How long does your the USBL last? When does the championship begin? When do the playoffs begin? Have you just started?
The playoffs will begin at the beginning of July. And we're already 13 games into our season.
Okay. And what's your record so far?
9-4, we tied for first place.
And could you see a championship? You see bringing a championship to the people of Bethlehem and the Valley?
We're really hungry. We're greedy. We're kind of selfish. We would love to win a championship for the people down here in Allentown, Bethlehem, the Eastern area. So we're working at it right now. We got a pretty good team. We just want to keep making it better.
It's very interesting that you have the Messiah of the NFL coming to Bethlehem. That's pretty nice.
Yeah, I mean,
nice. That
is really interesting. It's really exciting. I mean, we have kids from all over the Valley really just get a look at him.
Now, Coach, how do you view this experience overall? Do you see it as a true learning ground for Moss? Is this just a publicity stunt so he can show that he can do anything?
It's something that he wants to do, just like Michael Jordan wanted to play basketball. It's something that he wants to do. And I feel good about it because not many people are going to say they coached him, not even in the NFL.
So a very interesting year for Moss because this is his free agent year. So he might have known that the Vikings weren't going to say no, not to upset him. So this is a good year and a good run to get it done. What is your long-term wants for him as it pertains to basketball? What do you want to teach him and hopefully help him if he wants to move to the next level?
If he wants to play, I want to be there to help coach him, help teach him. I think this is a start for him, and we'll just go from here.